right, everybody. It is the Geek Out Freak Out podcast. We're back. We're back in your faces and in your ear holes. What's up? What's up, Matt? I'm Jeremy. He's Matt. What's up?
We are back as long as you want us back. No forcing here. but we are back after 18 days. Back together.
God damn, who's counting?
Yeah, Twitch is. Twitch is counting. Twitch is telling me the last time we were
Did
live.
Did it tell you when you logged in?
No, it told me when I pulled up our page. It's like, last went lives 18 days, 17 days ago.
So you're like oh, hey.
Yeah, we haven't been around. Sorry, guys. Sorry for the extended absence. But
it's my fault.
It's Jeremy's fault, as usual. And
you're not wrong. You're not necessarily wrong.
No, what was going on last week? We had, you went out of town again.
Yeah.
You had to go out of town. Well, my niece was with us. Big deal.
And we had one weekend that we went and picked her up, and then another weekend that we traveled to go do stuff with the kids, and then
it's the summer.
This is the busiest summer I've ever had in my life. Like
after the mess that was last year's summer, you know. And granted, we have the privilege to say that because there's still a lot of areas around the world that don't have vaccinations or is still going through lockdown. Oh, for sure. We do have the little bit of freedom because we're America and we're free to go ahead and, you know, get back to sort of a normal living, I guess I would have to say it like that. So, I mean, case in point, we have a giant festival going on in our town right now. I was in and around the area yesterday briefly. Didn't see a lot of people, but I did see a lot of people online last night. And so yesterday was we're recording Saturday, we're live right now. Yesterday being Friday afternoon, it wasn't a lot of people, but going in, looking at the videos last night, it looked like there was a good amount of crowd.
Yeah, we went through, so it was cool. We went and picked up dinner about 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Which also, I gotta say, the restaurant that you have like clued me into here in town, absolutely just does not want my money.
they were closed again.
No, they were open, and they didn't. It said online they didn't close until 7:30, and he's like, "We closed the kitchen at 6:30." I was like, "You gotta be shitting me! At 6:40."
Oh my god!
I was like, I told my wife, I've never begged somebody to take my money so much.
I'll tell you right now, we have not eaten there in 3 weeks.
We went somewhere else instead, yeah. And it was good. It was actually really good.
It is a little frustrating. It's,
they're private owned. My wife about it. I get it, but
family owned, when you're family business, it's kind of like one of those things you can just do. And it happens to me. When I go to work, I work in an even smaller town where there's three restaurants, you know, one of them's
Less than 1,000 people in the town,
and
right?
And so one of the restaurants, like, they've just been closing. They've been closing on Fridays, Saturday, and Sundays. Like, they're usually closed Saturdays and Sundays anyway, but they've been closed, including Fridays, which is okay. I don't work there on Friday, but the funny thing is now, like, Thursday, they were closed, and I'm just like, you already closed on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You just decided to close on Thursday?
Yeah.
Thankfully, which is hilarious because one of the stores I frequent is they have like one store. It's a Family Dollar. They do have a grocery store, but it's like a small town grocery store. It is what it is. But at least Family Dollar can go there and like get a snack or something, you know, like something super fast, like a Lunchable. Like, yeah. I can go and get a Lunchable.
Oh, I do that a lot.
They have not had Lunchables there in that store for like a month. I don't know what's going on with the food part of it. Like, they're just not getting food. So it's super frustrating. I've thankfully been on it with my own lunches and whatnot, but it's just been absolutely insane. So yeah, it's like that small town vibe where they can literally close. And we have another restaurant that is up north, and they tend to close when the weather's bad, which is like, okay.
Yeah, it's like all of my favorite restaurants, because I try as much as I can to not eat like chain stuff.
I remember when the restaurant that was there before it was open no matter what. Yeah. The only time they ever closed is literally when the owner died.
Like, normally, though, like in bad weather and stuff like that, that's when you get your most, because you get a lot of takeout and stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, we were coming back downtown. And it was packed full of people. Supposedly, Roswell, our little town, our little alien-infested town, is looking at holding a music festival here next year. So fingers crossed. Yeah,
we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. I hope it happens, just because, I mean, anything cool and different to happen in this town would be amazing. Yeah.
I would love a music festival.
Hell yeah. Because they're talking having like country and Spanish music in the mornings. Or in the afternoons, and then switching to like an EDM fest in the afternoon or in the evenings. Like,
that's something that I've like wanted to push for a long time. So I'm glad there somebody's finally do something about it.
We'll see. I mean, it's in planning phases for next year's UFO festival. I never really like. I normally avoid downtown, and I want nothing to do with the UFO festival. Like, a lot of times, I'm just like, oh, stupid tourist. And now, of course, as I'm getting older, I'm like, hell yeah, that's money for the community. And
yeah,
I do kind of like, for whatever reason, and maybe it's because of COVID, and like we were locked down and couldn't do much last year. For whatever reason, this is the first time in a long time that I actually had the urge. I'm like, you know, I could go walk around this thing.
You actually wanted to go.
Yeah, and not bad. Not like I'm itching to go, but I was like, man, if my kid asked me, like, I would probably go.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, definitely.
Mainly, like, go check out the food trucks and go get her a snack or something. Just go do something. Like, just get out and go check something out. We, like, I talked about this being a whirlwind summer. Like, I've been busy for work, like, really crazy. And then on top of that, like I said, we've been traveling. We went to Santa Fe and checked out Meow Wolf. And that was my first time being there.
Have we even talked?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, I don't think we've talked about that at all, but you got to go to Meow Wolf and check that out in
that
person
was
for the first
fucking
time.
Fucking great. Like, that was one of the funnest times I've ever had. There was such cool stuff. I really want to go. My wife wants to go to Vegas, just the two of us, so I want to go check out the one in Vegas, the Omega Mart. Yeah, we went and did that, and then we went to, there's a lake here in town, or in the state, in Santa Rosa, New Mexico, and they've got, like, a big inflatable park on the lake.
Yeah.
So we went and did that, and my wife nearly died.
The blue hole.
Well, there's a blue hole, and then there's a lake next to the blue hole, and the lake next to the blue hole is a smaller one, and that's where it's got like the water park and stuff like
that. So your wife almost died? Did she almost drown?
No. There's these inflatables, and they're like Velcroed or tied together, and we're like jumping from one to another and stuff, and she hit one and slipped and sunk in between the two of them and got from like her shoulders like here up.
Oh, no.
Stuck. And she was having a panic attack, and like I ran, and my daughter started freaking out. She's like crying. She's like, "Dad, help! Dad, help! Dad, help!" So I like ran over there and dove, and I can't swim for shit on my own. And they make you wear life vests and stuff. So I ran and I dove, and I like pulled it apart and was like trying to just give her room, and she still was kind of stuck. So the lifeguard came over and unsnapped them and made her room. And after
like
it was
Captain, you're like Captain America, like holding the helicopter. Yeah.
After it was done, like I kind of laughed about it with her. I was like, you know, you could have just gone under and swam your way to the edge of the inflatable and just been fine.
Yeah, put your arms in. Yeah, but you're panicking.
It's like, but in the moment. Yeah, she wasn't thinking about it in the moment. But it was, we had a blast though. I have never been more tan and sunburnt in all my life. I might have skin cancer. Who knows? I've got this strip right here because I've been swimming more in the last few weeks than I probably have in my life. Like, I've taken the kids to the pool here in town. We went to that lake. Like, I've just been trying to do shit with my kids because they're older. They're like 10 and 16 and they haven't had time to do a lot of stuff, and it's hard to like keep them busy inside the house. So I've been taking them out swimming and shit, and like I've got this strip right here. It's the weirdest thing. It looks like a bra strap almost. It's like a perfect line of blisters from a sunburn.
It's a bro strap.
I was like, oh, this is where I get skin cancer. Not anything to joke about, but this is it, because I've been beet red for like a week and a half.
Yeah.
Finally, I'm at the spot where nothing, my fucking head was the only thing that didn't burn, because it's just, I've been bald for so long, I don't burn.
You got a healthy glow on you. You look fine.
I've been adopting the broski cut with my shirts lately when we go out, I finally feel I'm at a spot where like I've lost enough weight where I'm comfortable with the broski cut, which is just a little bit higher in a cutoff shirt. Still fat. Doesn't change anything. Still fat. Yeah. But
you look good. You look good.
Dude, I got like, all right, so this week, I think I might have texted you and told you, I don't know if I did or not, or I might have told you over the phone, but we decided we were going to take the kids to Disneyland in September, and then my wife calls me, and she's like, hey, we can't go in September, I've got a Nissan thing to go to. I was like, all right, whatever. So we pushed it for October. We're like, cool, we'll take them for Halloween, it'll be cool, we'll check out Disneyland Halloween, that'll be fun. We start looking at tickets, and then the very next day, she calls me, and she's like, hey, I booked you a flight with me to Orlando for the Nissan convention, and we're going to Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando, just the two of us. I was like, what the fuck? So for the first time ever, I've never been in Florida in my life. So
yeah.
I'm going, and I wish I could grow a mullet before then. It just won't happen. But I mean, it's going to be cool because back to back, I'm going to be able to go to different Halloween theme park stuff. Like,
yeah, Halloween event. Yeah, Halloween.
I was like, okay, fucking, I'm not going to argue this. So, yeah, that's happening, I guess.
Heck yeah.
I'm going to be gone a little bit. Actually, that won't even interfere with the show for the Orlando trip because we're leaving on a Sunday and coming back on a Thursday. So I'll to report back in. I'll report from the field. Maybe I'll stream from my phone.
There we go.
In the park.
Yeah. I'm not going to push you to record.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You're going to be packing and doing all this stuff. Dude,
it doesn't take. Do you know how easy it is to pack wrestling t-shirts?
General Dickler in the chat goes, we're going to see an all new Florida Men story come then.
Fuck yeah. I cannot wait.
Shout out to General Dickler.
I'm going to be attacking people with a katana or some shit. You're going to be like, New Mexico alien man attacks gator with katana. News at 11.
New Mexico half mullet man arrested for inappropriate relationships with an alligator.
I'm going to try to grow out the Hogan mullet by then, where it's just the sides and it's coming down. The skullet.
I'm going to try to get that. I'm down for the skullet. All right, let's see you do a skullet. I want a skullet. Nobody does the skullet, so we got to do it. I think Rick Swann in Impact Wrestling had a skullet for a little while.
Did he really?
Even though he could grow his full hair, he was purposely doing a skullet. That's so yeah, amazing. That definitely was going on. So that's awesome. I'm glad you guys are having some fun. Like I said, it's been, the past year. I mean, we were pretty solid with the show. You know, we went maybe a couple weeks without doing it
because we had nothing going on.
Because we had not, we weren't leaving out of town. We weren't doing anything. So we both have been traveling a little bit, which has been nice. It's been nice to get out of the butthole of a place that we live in.
Yeah, you went to Amarillo.
Yeah, I've gone to Amarillo, and even though it's Amarillo, it was something nice to go in and
do. It's exotic as fuck compared to New Mexico right now.
We're planning on taking a trip sometime soon, going to Albuquerque and taking the kid to the museum there so he can check that out.
You should definitely, even at his age, I think he would love Meow Wolf if you guys went up there. You don't even have to follow the story that's built in. It's just seeing all that stuff is so cool.
And we're looking at going, just visiting some areas around here up in the mountains and whatnot, just to get out, change up the view, take some time off from work, which I haven't done in a long time, other than that was mandatory because I was being quarantined. But
and see, that's
some actual fun time off of work.
That's the thing is, like, my job is to be in my truck driving for the majority of it. Like, I'm just all over the state for the most part. And today is the first, like, real day off I've had in a month. Every time we've, like, had time off, we've been traveling. Like, we've been going to pick up a kid. We've been going to do stuff with the kids. Like, today is the first day that I have not spent 8 hours or more sitting in my truck. And it's fucking weird. Like, I've kind of have anxiety about it. It's like the 3 week, like the 21 day rule. Like, it becomes a habit after the 21 days. And that's where it's like weird. I'm like breaking a habit now. I'm like, I need to get out of the house and go do something. And instead I just parked myself in front of this screen and played a shitload of Xbox this morning. And because I have no kids in the house today, and it's the fucking weirdest thing ever. And I'm enjoying the hell out of it. It's weird.
Like, what do I do with myself?
Yeah, I can only take my pants off so many times today.
I'm so sore.
I'm just kidding.
There's nothing in there anymore.
It's just spitting dust.
You're like, wake up!
Grab a brush and put on a little makeup.
Punching yourself. Come on. I'm talking about your brain. Dude, I'm not. Come on.
I have watched so much shit PG this week. Here. Like, not well, even this week. You. Like, we had two episodes of Loki that we've got to talk about. I'm caught up on Superman and Lois. Are you?
No, I'm not. I'm like three episodes behind.
Yeah, and it's now on another hiatus until like July 17th or something now.
Oh, well, I guess I'll get to catch up again.
And then I watched a movie on Netflix with my wife. I can't remember what. Good on paper. It was Eliza Schlesinger. I can't pronounce her last name.
Schlesinger.
It was all right movie. Last night I watched America the Motion Picture.
Mm.
And by God, I love that movie.
I totally forgot it was coming out.
So did I.
I just watched it.
Fired up Netflix and it was there.
I watched Bo Burnham's Inside.
Oh, I'm doing that tonight.
Special.
Is it good?
So good. Really good. It's funny.
I love Bo Burnham.
General Diggler in chat just said that Tomorrow War was an awesome movie.
That I was going to watch that last night, too.
That was on Prime yesterday. So we'll probably get that watched for next week.
Yeah, let's watch it for next week's show because we're going to have we're going to wrap up the Rage of Cage today.
Rage of Cage is this is it. This is
we're announcing
we're done. We're picking up a winner. So thanks for everybody who's been checking us out and listening to the shows and being a part of the Raging Cage and listening to our meltdowns, our dive into the madness that was the Rage of Cage. It was a lot of fun. And I'm just going to go ahead and say I'm glad it's over.
I'm not. I absolutely. So you want to talk Vampire's Kiss?
Let's talk.
So full disclosure, neither one of us watched Deadfall, which is the movie that's supposed to go up against this. It was a hard to find movie. Vampire's Kiss would have clearly.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Anyway. I watched YouTube highlights of Deadfall, and Vampire's Kiss was gonna kick its ass no matter what.
I just finished Vampire's Kiss 20 minutes ago.
20-30
minutes ago.
How? I watched this last week.
I know.
I finished watching this last Sunday.
Told you, I've been fucking busy.
On the off chance that we were going to record, and I wasn't pushing it. It was just an idea that I wanted to go ahead and finish watching the movie because I had started watching it last Saturday night. And so I finished watching it early in the morning, like when I had woke up. I was like, I'm just going to finish watching this movie. I got 30 minutes left. And
This movie... Let's take Nicolas Cage out of it. This movie itself was never fully on the rails, but it definitely was off the rails in the last 30 minutes of the movie.
Yes.
Like it's like stuff is happening in his head. Was he ever really a vampire? I don't know. I can't tell you for a fact that this man was ever a vampire.
Well, once he believes he starts like he's a vampire.
The fucking teeth. He goes and buys plastic teeth. And for 20-30 minutes of this movie, he's running around New York with these fucking teeth in.
He goes to a magic shop. He's looking at teeth. And he's like, oh, how much are these ones? And the store owner, he's looking at good ones.
These fiberglass ones.
It's like $30,
$19.95.
These are $19.95.
And he buys $3.50 ones instead.
Yeah, and so he opens his wallet. He has no money in his wallet. I don't know why he wouldn't have. Well, he did spend all his money taking that cab, I guess. He stalks his poor secretary.
God damn. At first, I was enjoying him beating up on her so much. He was just such a dick to her.
Verbally beating up on her.
I was like, man, this running theme of him just asking for these papers is fucking great. It's so stupid. Yeah. And then it gets to a really uncomfortable point.
Well, he rapes her.
Yeah. So. I was like, holy shit.
But there's that part in the movie where it's the second time he's getting onto her about these contracts and this contract. And then in the process, the person calls he's looking at the contract for.
Oh, I know.
And so he's like, now you have to see me do a dance. And so he's making a big scene he's going to have to come up with excuses. And the whole time the person on the phone is like, 100% hey,
cool with it.
No rush, man. Whenever you can get it done.
Oh, I know it's a rule. It's a rule thing, and it's going to take a while to find. I get it.
Yeah.
And it was just such, he was like, oh, well, I didn't have to do the dance, but you heard him. You heard how he expects it. He never once said a thing.
It was just him being a douche.
Yeah, even better than that is after he gets bit and he goes out to find her. And she's not answering him. He's like, Alba, Alba. And she's not answering him. So he walks out and jumps a 4-foot vertical straight onto the fucking desk. And it just points at her and just goes, there you are. As soon as I saw that, I was like, this fucking movie wins. And even better is when he's with his psychiatrist and he's talking to her about how they can't find it. And she's like, I don't know, maybe it was misplaced. Maybe it was misfiled. He's like, how do you misfile something? It's the alphabet. A, B, C. And he just runs down the whole alphabet. It's the best thing I've ever seen. Yeah. So this movie's plot is fucking awful. This movie
was ridiculous from the start.
Yeah.
As soon as it opens up with him and his girlfriend drunk or whatever, just acting idiotic, you know, yeah. like thinking something's hilarious. And then a bat flies in and they freak out.
Oh, and then he's like yelling. He's like, my castle is only two blocks away. And like, just, yeah. it's so over the top. And I was here for all of it until the end. Definitely. Like, the end just left me so confused.
Oh, well, so he dies in the end. Spoiler alert. He gets a 2x4 going. That's a stick. Alva's brother kills him.
Which he was carrying around for like a good 20-30 minutes of the movie.
Well, he murders the poor girl in that club. He bites her neck.
That's the thing. And, like, was he ever a vampire? Because
he wasn't a vampire.
Was it all just in his head?
It's all in his head.
Because even that girl was just... But that's the confusing part. It's because he's walking around in broad daylight. Then he confronts the girl in the club. And she's just like, I don't know you. And he freaks out. And then, And then at the end of the movie, though, like, you get the clip of her, and she's like, "I'll rest well, my angel." I'm like, what the fuck? Like, was he even a vampire
No, the movie didn't make any sense whatsoever.
But his acting, though, and like his stupid shit, and even like there were some weird choices. Like when he's going into his apartment, there's two mimes outside, and I was drinking a soda as I was watching it, and that mime smacks the shit out of the female mime, and it's I went the dance, like this, and all that fucking soda just burned my nose. It's like, I'm done for the day. Half that soda is still sitting here. Like,
it was the dance. Yeah, it was the dance that they were doing, or the routine. Also, there's a scene where it was completely voluntary that he did it, but he decided his character would eat a cockroach.
Yeah,
and he eats a cockroach.
A live cockroach.
He eats it on camera. It's one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen.
I had to turn away for that. But him, like, just he is fucking hamming it up. And it's really nonstop. Bad, yeah. Like, it starts at like 9 out of 10. And by the time we're at the end of the movie, it's like at fucking 23. He starts high and then just fucking hits the NOS. Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, I watched fucking Fast and Furious.
You saw Fast and Furious last week.
Yeah. That movie sucked.
I was not going to watch that movie without it being IMAX, and only for the reason that I wanted to see the Jurassic World Dominion teaser trailer. That was the only reason. Yeah, that's the only time it's playing is in front of the IMAX screening.
That fucking movie was terrible. I enjoyed Vampire's Kiss more than I enjoyed Fast and Furious 9. And you know my advocacy for these fucking movies.
As bad as the movie was, like, it wasn't like a horrible watch. It was more of just like,
oh, there was a lot of ironic laughter.
What am I watching? Yeah. Like, and I was laughing. I was laughing a lot just at how bad it was. And it was unintentionally funny. Like, I think fully they went into that movie thinking that they were making something really good. And then it just came out to be insane.
His psychiatrist is talking to him about the bat, and he like talked in one sitting about how he was aroused by the fighting off the bat.
Yeah.
And then he comes back later after he's been bit again, and she's talking about the bat, and he claims to not remember any of it. And then he's just like, oh yeah, I was horny. And I fucking spit my water out. Like, it's just so stupid, some of the dialogue choices and stuff on this. But it is absolutely worth a watch. Like, as much as it didn't make any sense, I'm probably going to rewatch that movie this weekend because my wife has to see this. Like, I watched it alone, and she has to fucking see this. There's no way I can't not make her watch this movie.
I was torn on whether or not letting my wife watched this with me or not. She saw me laughing during it.
Why?
And I just told her, it's like, it's just not waste our time. But
why does every woman he has sex with, every single one of them is wearing black bra and panties and stockings? Like, the exact same outfit.
He has a preference. He has a preference in this movie. Like, all the girls that he goes
after.
They
all look so similar. I was confused.
They do. I was confused. I thought the vampire girl was the same girl.
Yeah.
Almost exactly the same. They look so similar.
And the only one that was different was the one he killed. If you notice
the one that he killed,
blonde.
Yeah.
Fuck, I love this movie.
How funny was it, too? Like, that happens in the club. Uh-huh. Which is probably like at 2 or 3 in the morning when he commits that murder. It is already on the news. Paper the next day.
It made print.
The next day it was on the front page. Like, I thought that was hilarious. Like, there is no, like, the day after, maybe, because those papers are already printed. Yep. See, like, knowing of somebody who worked in press before and worked at the newspaper, like, like knowing what time was a cutoff, and that's what time the stories get on there. The stories that they've been submitted way before even that too as well. So there was no way on that paper they could have printed out that girl's murder. But yeah, it's a movie. It was ironically funny.
Yeah.
And it definitely would have beaten Deadfall. And to seal out Rage in the Cage, I think.
Are we gonna go through the effort and like pit all these together?
No,
we're just gonna announce because that
this one wins.
Yeah, 100%. This is it. Like we saved the best for last. Like
we did. We really did.
Nothing else. Like okay, so that was the thing. Is like we loved what little bit of Nicolas Cage as Caster Troy that we got in Face Off, and then you find out that. He had based that character. He had based his Caster Troy choices off of this. And you watch this movie, and I fucking get it. Like, it is. This movie was needlessly long.
He was 100% into playing that ridiculous character in 1989 or whatever year this movie came out.
I think it was 93, right?
And the fact that it was insane from minute one. Throughout the entire movie.
And never let up. Never. Yeah, 88 is actually when this was out.
He does not let up in the whole movie. The accent is horrible. We don't know what accent that's supposed to be.
It's like a waspy New York accent, yeah, kind of. Like, real preppy.
At no point is he a representative, like, of anybody in their sober state.
I saw this. During both sex scenes, Rachel and Peter in Peter's bed, the flesh-covered pad covering Jennifer Beals' nipples is clearly visible. Like, it's like a giant Band-Aid on her side. Mm. And it's, like, insanely visible to the point that it almost looks like a surgery scar or something. But it's a giant, like, Band-Aid covering up her nipples.
Yeah, because I think she's the one that – she doesn't show her nips in the movie.
Right.
That was probably more of, like, a contract choice. But yeah, she's Jennifer Beale, pretty hot. Gonna throw that out
there. Hell yeah. this movie wins hands down. This is our winner of the Rage of Cage.
And you can watch this movie free on Tubi, I believe. Or no, what did I watch it on? Pluto.
I fucking spent $3 because I could not figure out. No, I couldn't figure out how to fucking search anything on Pluto. I pulled it up. There's not a search bar on Pluto anywhere. Anywhere. And I went through horror, I went through thriller, I went through everything and never found this movie. So I just spent $3 to rent it on fucking
You should Voodoo. Have told, I would have shared it with you. Oh my God.
Yeah. I sat here for 45 minutes trying to find it on fucking Pluto.
So what free. Pluto does, Pluto's like an automatic like live TV service. So it pulls up, it's already like, it's kind of like the built-in Samsung TV Plus app that you have. That's kind of how it works for everybody. So On the app, there's a search function on the bottom right, and you can search movies and channels, and that's how I found it. And the reason why I found it like that too was because I searched for it on Google, and it said that was the place where I found it. So right there, I don't know if you can see it there, up there. It says you can watch Vampire.
I'm watching I was watching on the browser, and there's no search. Anywhere on the browser. There's a guide button, and then you hit the guide button and nothing comes up. You go to on demand and you hit guide, and there's I'm looking at it right now. I cannot find a search option
anywhere. I can't. Not that you didn't get your money's worth because this movie was insane, but
guess what else I fucking did though? I went to go see if it was available for rent on YouTube. Rented it on YouTube. No, guess what I fucking remembered or what I rented? Kissed by a Vampire from 1965. Didn't watch it, but I spent $3 on that. So this movie cost me $6.
It's gonna stay in there for a month until you do watch it.
Yeah, I'm just $6 to watch this fucking movie, and I'm not upset about that. It was well spent.
Vampire's Kiss wins our Rage in the Cage, our month long tournament. Thanks for everybody who was part of that and watching those movies with us.
Ready to talk some Loki?
I'm ready to talk some Loki. Did you, I had put out a poll earlier in the week, or not a poll, but kind of a question of what two movie universes you'd like to see combined. And
Mortal Kombat and Fast and Furious.
You wanted Mortal Kombat, Fast and Furious. Our buddy Juan,
watching Fast and Furious.
Our buddy Juan included. He had two of them. He had a Universal Monster with ER. I don't know what Universal Monster is.
Like Universal Monster movies, like
The Mummy, okay.
Frankenstein, that kind of stuff.
And he wants that mixed with ER.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with that. And then he also wants he wants to see the Lego universe combined with the Tarantino universe.
Okay, I'm down for that.
I'm into that. I wanted Predators versus Showgirls. I want to see that.
I'd be okay with
that. I think the Showgirls would win.
I need someone to rip out Elizabeth Berkley's spine. I need that tattoo.
She's the major character. They're going to do it to Gina Gershon.
Do you want me to talk this Fast and Furious movie?
Briefly. I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to watch it. This movie's been out for 2 weeks already by the time this episode's going to go out. So it's not going to bother me whatsoever.
It happened. They went to space.
It's okay, because I read the Wikipedia.
Guess what? I missed it.
You were in the bathroom.
Dude, it was boring as fuck, and I was like, I'm going to go get some ice cream. So I went out and got my wife some ice cream and came back. And as I'm like standing at the counter to get ice cream, she's like, fuck, they're going to space. I get that text. So I got to see him going like in space, but I missed like the launch part of it.
Did you see? How did they come back?
They had enough thrusters to make it back.
Oh, okay. It said that they came back on a spaceship. And I was just like, what was
this? No, I'm fucking wrong. I'm absolutely wrong. They find a space station. They find a fucking space station because they ask, like, dude, their fucking spaceship is a Pontiac Fiero with rocket thrusters.
Oh, my God.
So, like, I remember now, you see the astronauts on the spaceship. They're like, is that a Pontiac Fiero? Yeah, no. So, anything involving Dom and John Cena was fucking terrible. And it's the most predictable movie I've ever watched in my life. Not that any of these movies were ever unpredictable, but it was predictable. Like, John Cena's the bad guy. He's the long-lost relative. He's a bad guy. And through the whole movie, you're like, okay, fucking something's happening, and he's turning good, and he's going to help. What happens? He turns good, and he helps. What happens? He fucking is set up. He is, like, they let him go away. They let him just flee after everything he fucking did and all the people he killed. They let him flee and they set it up for him to return for the next movie. Just like the last four fucking villains, he is coming back to be part of the fucking family. Yeah. The only villain in the last like few movies was Braga that didn't make it into the fucking family.
Yeah. And even because they killed him.
Yeah. Everyone else though, like both the fucking Shaws. And I wouldn't doubt at some point fucking Charlize Theron makes it back into this shit. It's just like, it's a fucking theme with these.
I like what Charlize Theron, that they're not killing her off.
Yeah. Like she's supposedly like the villain for this one and the next two.
Yeah.
Everything with Tyrese and Ludacris is fucking amazing. Like they are great. Like there's a running theme throughout that they're fully aware of kind of like what's happening to him. And Tyrese thinks he's actually invincible. And like, it's a good joke on how these movies are and their banter back and forth and all their shit. And even the girl who plays Ramsey, like they're fucking great. Other than that, the rest of the movie is hot garbage. Trash. It's predictable. It was boring. And the biggest fucking problem is how much we got in the trailers. Because they go to they still think Han's dead, and they go to fucking get information about Han, and they think that something going on with Han is a key to solve all their problems in this movie, and then they get attacked while they're in Han's apartment, and a sniper starts taking out the guys, and then there's a reveal, like the head comes out from behind the scope, and it's Han. Had you not ever got that in the trailer, it would have been an insane moment in the theater. So like, it was built up really fucking well. Like, you could imagine everybody in that theater just going all in unison. It would have been fucking perfect. But the whole opening scenes is the stuff from the trailers where they're chasing each other and they do the fucking the car hits the bridge and goes flying and all that shit. All of that. And then the fucking magnet shit that we saw in the theater or in the trailers, it is almost just a ripoff of what they did in Rio, where they were dragging the bank vaults, except they're using magnets to fuck everything up this time. I don't know, man. Like, I'm all for, like, let's go and let's get fucking wild with these movies, because what else have you already done? Like, at this point, the only thing that's going to make these movies enjoyable for me is fucking Isla Nublar. Like, fucking... I'm not gonna be happy until we get a goddamn T-Rex, because this was boring. Even going to space was fucking anticlimactic. It fucking sucked. And the whole reason for going to space was to take out a satellite, which they did. And I don't fucking know, man. I don't know anymore. Like, I'm worried that I'm going to have the same kind of reaction with Black Widow. And I think a lot of it was just that delay. Like, I think had I watched this last year, I would have enjoyed it more. And I don't feel as excited for Black Widow, and I think that's because of the delay. And now the reviews for Black Widow aren't necessarily stellar either. They talk about the action is really good. The stuff with Taskmaster is really good. They do her justice. But the biggest gripe that Black Widow is getting is that Marvel has this archetype with their movies when it comes to women, when it comes to their female characters. And that's normally, hey, this male character is oppressing the female character, and they overcome that and they win in spite of the men or man that are putting them down. And supposedly this movie is no different. Mm-hmm. Which is sad to see. Like, I hope moving forward, like with the Marvels and stuff like that, that they get out of this groove. But I've heard it's decent, to say the least. So, I mean, I'm still excited. Yeah. I'm excited for any Marvel movie, but I think a lot of it, like just a year long of teasing, fucking year and a half long at this point, because they were doing promo for 6 months before they delayed it. And then it got delayed.
Yeah, well, all the toys got released before the...
And they didn't sell for shit, I'll tell you that. They had to get clearance to get off the shelf.
and so all the toys came out first, and then we went to lockdown.
Same thing with Shang-Chi. There's Shang-Chi toys everywhere, and that movie's not out yet.
Yeah,
and that's true. We got a Shang-Chi trailer that we didn't get to talk
about. Yeah, we got a new one with the Abomination
and Wong.
And Wong at the end of it, so that was pretty cool.
Before we get into Loki,
Wong's in a fight club.
That's what's going on.
That's cool.
Before we get into Loki, there was Marvel toy reveals this week, and
yeah, we got some cool ones.
Spider-Man No Way Home Funko Pop that has Spider-Man using sorcery.
Yeah,
and I thought it was the Eye of Agamotto at first on his chest. It doesn't look like it, but it's a yellow sorcery circle, like what the orange ones that you see Doctor Strange conjuring. Mm-hmm. And then he's got his hands out, kind of like Doctor Strange does, almost in the Spider-Man thing. And there's a blue one in his hand there. And then there's a Doctor Strange Funko that was shown. And it's fucking cool to see it because he's super casual, if you notice. He's wearing like yellow rain boots, jeans, and a blue jacket, like unzipped. But he's got the eye and the cloak. And he's doing his sorcery, but he's holding a shovel. Which makes me wonder, like, what's going on there.
They're digging somebody up.
Yep. And then the Legos also reveal Vulture and Mysterio are in the Lego sets. So that's not necessarily too crazy, but we have seen that stuff kind of get revealed too. And I wouldn't be surprised if Vulture's in there. Mysterio would be kind of crazy. We do know that the story that this is based off of is one where Doctor Strange shows up and tries to erase from everybody's memory that Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And supposedly in this story that he wants Ned and MJ to remember, and in him trying to seclude them, it causes another rift that brings in other Spider-Men and creates a Spider-Verse.
Hence the multiverse.
Let's talk multiverse, because that's what all this Loki show is about.
Yeah, that's right, man. So we got episodes 3 and 4 to cover of Loki. Episode 3 called, I think it was Lamentis. And then episode 4 was The Nexus Event. In Lamentis, the variant arrives at the TVA and attempts to find a timekeeper, followed by Loki, who was revealed to be female Loki, and she calls herself Sylvie.
Which Sylvie is a major character in the Loki stories, and I believe
they used she has a lot of storylines, and she's also, I think, Enchantress in one of the storylines as well.
She is Enchantress, which they allude to because she's using enchantment magic.
Yeah, they use the Tin Pad to teleport them both away and escape from Renslayer. They arrive at 2077 Lamentis 1, a moon that is soon to be crushed by a planet, and the Tin Pad runs out of power. Loki magically hides it, and the variant, who goes by the alias Sylvie, agrees to work with him to charge it. They sneak aboard a train bound for the Ark, an evacuation spaceship, which they believe can recharge that Tin Pad. Loki gets drunk and draws attention to themselves, leading to a fight with guards who throw him off the train.
Dude, Sylvie him singing in Asgardian was such a cool moment.
That was cool. Sylvie follows him only to find the Tin Pad broken, and the duo decide to finish the journey on foot, and commanded the Ark so they can use it to escape. Sylvie reveals that the TVA's workers are all variants and were not created by the timekeepers as Mobius claimed. And Loki and Sylvie fight their way through guards and a crowd of people attempting to board the Ark before they can get their meteors from the oncoming planet destroy the Ark. So the Ark itself never even leaves the moon, which is pretty cool that they themselves didn't even know about. So that was episode 3. Also, we get a pretty
hell of an ending.
We get a cool reveal or just insight into what we think the TV agents are as being created by the timekeepers. In fact, they are not. They are all variants themselves who have been sort of brainwashed or reprogrammed into thinking that they have been created. And, you know, this kind of gives you an idea, too, that with Mobius, maybe he was really into his jet skis in a previous,
now we
in
know
his
why.
Previous life.
And the pin. Yeah. He had a pin that stood out to him with, like, a business name on it. And that it makes me wonder if that's somewhere he worked or something.
Maybe. Yeah, he probably worked there. Something that he took with them. And then he loved
it. Was on his person. Skis. Yeah. And that's why he had that magazine, why it stands out to him and stuff.
Yeah.
And so then, like, you get a moment, too, where, like, I think I brought it up before, where with the soda that he was continuously drinking. And I wonder if that, like, that is a clue as to how long he's been there, because that's a soda from like the early 90s. So if he's continuously going back and getting that, like, it's got to be something from his past, I would think.
Yeah. And his past is all erased, because obviously they erase your past. So, and they erase the past that you're coming from.
And he's obviously got something that's like laminate in there, like just staying lamenting in his brain and telling him, you know, hey, this is. These are like memories, small memories from your past of the jet skis and that soda, I would bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of. So they kind of figure that out, too, when Sylvie is interrogating that agent, that TVA agent, and she's drinking margaritas because, hey, that's like her go-to. She loved drinking margaritas.
Yep.
And that was what she loved to do. And you get a lot more explained in episode 4, which is pretty awesome. So episode 3, really good. It was a little bit of a... like a sit down sort of.
There's a lot of dialogue.
A lot of dialogue, which it needed to be established. I think the big takeaway from that, where probably a lot of people did get upset, was like the confirmation that Loki is bisexual. But like, I think that's canon already in the comics.
Loki fucked a horse in the comics.
He banged a horse, and the horse had eight legs.
The funny thing to me is.
Or he gave birth to a horse that had eight legs. I can't remember.
Everything, he gave birth to a horse. He became a female horse. Yeah. He got banged by a steer. And then he gave birth to a horse that had eight legs.
Amazing.
But the things with Loki, like, and his sexuality is so ridiculous, because you've got two different, like, arguments that people are having about this. Like, one of them, people are like, oh, well, he's bisexual, and they're making him bisexual. No, he's gender fluid, and he always has been. He's a fucking shapeshifter who just enjoys hedonism. And he'll take the shape of whatever he can to get his pleasure. That's what he's into. It's just whatever gives him pleasure, whether it's male, female, animal, whatever. And then the other thing is, people are up in arms because you have this relationship building between him and Sylvie, who is another version of him. And that people are arguing about it being incestual because it's him and him.
Yeah.
And or him and her, but it's the same person. But one of the big arguments I saw online are, people are like, you know, if they would have made it a male Loki, and you would have had him in this incestual relationship with himself, not a single person would have thrown a fit about the incest. Like, everyone would have been fine with it. So it's pick your argument, because like, just shut up and enjoy the show. Like,
I think it's also
the point story too, is like, being told. Enjoy it.
That how into like Loki is into himself, that he is willing to fall in love with himself.
Yeah, with another version of him.
And I think the part of it too is like when Mobius even points that out, like,
he's like, you're so narcissistic, you're falling in love with yourself, which is in the next episode.
So I think that's great. So the meteors destroy the Ark, and that's where episode 3 leaves off. Episode 4, the Nexus event, as Lamentous One is destroyed around them. Loki and Sylvie have a romantic moment that creates a unique branch timeline and alerts the TV, allowing them to arrest them and rescue them. Mobius leaves Loki in a time loop of a moment from his past with Sif, when Sif, Lady Sif, told him that he will always be alone, which
just
is
that
so
abuse,
good. It's just
the mental and physical abuse in that. It's so
over and over. Oh. It was nice. It was nice to see Lady Sif come back.
Hell yeah, it was.
Sylvie unlocks B-15's memories to prove that B-15 is also a variant. Renslayer tells Mobius that C-20 died from a mental breakdown, but Mobius finds a recording of Renslayer interrogating him a mentally sound C20, who insists that the TVA workers are all variants. Mobius frees Loki from the loop, but Renslayer confronts them and has Mobius apparently killed by pruning him. I verbally said no when this happened.
There was huge gasp in our house.
I was so upset. Renslayer brings Loki and Sylvie to the timekeepers, where B-15 helps them fight off Renslayer and the TVA guards. Sylvie beheads one of the timekeepers, revealing them to be androids. A recovered Renslayer then prunes Loki, but Sylvie overpowers her and demands the truth.
I reacted more
with Mobius. Yes.
Because when they got rid of Loki, he's the main character. I know they're not going to get rid of him. And there's scenes that we haven't seen before, or that we saw in the trailer that we haven't seen yet. So my wife was more, she like literally just like, what the fuck? And I turned to her, I was like, seriously, I was like, this whole thing is revolving around time travel and stuff. You're not going to tell me that both these guys don't get brought back somehow. Yeah, but Morbius was so sudden.
Mobius,
Mobius. It was just the bummer, too,
was it. What hurt more about Mobius, it happened literally right after like a breakthrough. And you get this nice...
He's gaining his innocence back.
Like, you get Mobius and Loki, and they're like, okay, Mobius tells Loki, you can, you know, basically, it's like, you can trust me. I'm going to be your friend now. I'm listening to what you have to say. I'm believing you, and now you have my full trust. And Loki was desiring that because he's been going...
He's getting something he missed.
Yeah, and so he got that, and he lost the closest thing to a friend he had, so we think. And so when Loki gets pruned, I'm like, the same exact thing. It didn't have that much effect. I was sort of like, okay, something's going to happen. And I was like, do they make us wait a week until we see Loki again, or did they give us a glimmer of hope?
Credit scene.
We finally get our first mid-credit scenes or post-credit scene, that if you want to say, with Loki waking up. And he wakes up and he's thinking he's in hell. But he finds out, he wakes up and it's post-apocalyptic New York, and there we have other Loki variants.
Like four other ones, including a Gator Loki.
We have Gator Loki, who is the brother of Frog Thor.
Yes.
We have Worthy Loki. You see him carrying a similar hammer. You have Kid Loki, and then you have Old Man Loki, which
is
other
really cartoonish.
Yeah, in the cartoony outfit.
Yeah.
Both back-to-back sort of filler episodes. Episode 4 having a little bit more action towards the end.
There was a lot.
But they needed. And we have two episodes left. We needed a couple episodes where we seriously
fleshed out a lot of stuff.
Put it down, like the what is going to happen. Like a lot of like heavy stuff happening in the MCU that is going to happen as a result of this, and helping us prepare for this next Doctor Strange movie.
So you ready for my
next Spider-Man movie?
For my thought and theory on this?
Shoot it.
Do you think it's weird that we haven't gotten a Spider-Man trailer yet?
Mm-hmm.
It's really weird, right?
I think it's all depending. It's all going to happen as soon as the series wraps.
Well, Spider-Man has been teased that it's heavily involved in the multiverse. We have Doctor Strange confirmed as being part of the movie. And it's been heavily rumored that there's going to be multiple Spider-Men in this movie.
Yeah.
We just got a teaser or a post-credit scene with multiple Lokis, right? I think they're waiting for Loki to finish explaining things and set up the multiverse to give us that trailer.
Yeah.
Because a lot of stuff that happens in Spider-Man, I think, is going to rely around what happened in Loki.
And then... Also, the internet is all a chatter about the ending of WandaVision being re-edited slightly. I just don't get why you would go back and re-edit something like that.
Because what they did,
something technically,
I watched a really good video on it. What they did is they altered. There was an issue where there was a color like screw up, like a lighting screw up. They went back and changed that lighting screw up. There's a thing that a lot of people are saying is that you can see this thing floating in, and it looks like it's Doctor Strange. I've watched the actual trailer on Disney Plus multiple times and never seen that. But there's coloring issues with the trees, and there's different lighting. So supposedly what they did is they went back to fix and correct that lighting. It would have been really cool if they did actually go back and alter something and be like, hey, something happened in Loki to alter the universe, and this is why we're here. But from what I understand, it was just they went back and kind of like George Lucas style and tried to color correct and fix some issues. And then,
but in the end, they made it worse.
Yeah, because now there's another lighting issue that's causing people to think that.
If that was the case, would you just scrap the idea and leave the original in?
Yeah, I would. I don't care.
Everything happens for a reason. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Who knows? But this is a great episode. Like, this is the biggest cliffhanger. Like, we thought episode 3, the cliffhanger with them being stuck on that moon, was great. This one is even better. Like,
yeah, I love the reveal of the multiple Lokis. So did I. And I didn't think we'd get that. I mean, obviously, we already had one, but I thought maybe like towards maybe episode 6 we'd get that. So it was nice to see when he wakes up. I'm hoping Mobius is back. I'm hoping that we get. I just love Owen Wilson.
Yeah, that leaves hope for Mobius. Like when they're pruned, if they're just like if they're not even aware. Oh, and we didn't even talk about the fact that the timekeepers are completely false, right?
Well, I mentioned they're androids. They were androids. So, but there's like no timekeepers.
So Renslayer. In the comics, so she's wearing, it shows her number, like her like I guess like badge number, like her placement. Yeah. Hers is A23. Avengers 23 is where she debuted, and she debuted alongside Kang, the Conqueror, and Kang revealed like his love to her, and she had no interest in it. So it's kind of like telling that was her number on her chest or on her uniform. And if these guys are not pulling the strings and she has this tie to Kang, and we know Kang is going to end up being the villain for Quantumania, the next Ant-Man movie, is he actually running the Timekeepers? Which he has in the comics as well. So do we kind of get his debut in this? And then someone even pointed out like the devices that they use, the little like purple jars or whatever that they use. If you look, they look extremely similar to what Ant-Man was using. Scott Lang was using to gather quantum energy when he was in the quantum realm at the end of the second movie. Remember when he got stuck in there and he was gathering the energy?
Yeah.
They look almost identical to that. And same kind of color, energy, and everything. So a lot of this stuff, it looks like it's leading into these other movies. I really want to see what's happening. And she talked about before about this other agent. We never got a reveal for it yet either about the other agent or adjuster or whatever that was working, her other favorite. So I'm hoping to see who that is too.
Yeah. It's all going to reveal itself in the next two episodes.
There was also a theory that I saw that someone points out a small city inside the quantum realm. That looks, and we already know time runs differently in the TVA, just like time runs differently in the quantum realm. But if you see, there's an image behind Scott Lang, and it looks like there's a city inside the quantum realm behind him that's very similar looking to the TVA. So I think it would make a lot of sense if the TVA was actually operating inside the quantum realm with the way we know time works there versus here.
Yeah. We're going to get all kinds of stuff being explained. So. It's all going to tie itself in.
Hell yeah. I can't wait. Wednesday cannot get here fast enough.
Exactly. And the good thing is, too, it's on Wednesday. You don't have to wait till Friday.
I know.
So keep watching Loki, guys. Watch all the shows that you watch. I highly advise you to watch Bo Burnham's Inside.
I'm watching it this weekend.
Really smart. Really funny.
Watch America the Motion Picture.
I'm going to watch America the Motion Picture. And then we will both watch the Tomorrow War for next week's episode, and we'll do a full review on that.
Do yourself the favor. It is great American satire. And the cast is absolutely amazing. Jason Mantzoukas, Channing Tatum, Andy Samberg plays Benedict Arnold. Killer Mike plays John Henry. It is so good. Nice. And there's a lot of, like, at one point they're talking about race within America. And how like adult white males don't understand like the argument and stuff. And it's like, it's funny that, you know, it's like we would have to put this in a cartoon for them to understand what was going on. And it's 100% like what it's so good. It's so stupid. Like, it is really ridiculous, but it is fun. Like, my wife wasn't 100% into it, but I was glued to it. It's my sense of humor 100%.
I also watched last week's Windows 11 reveal, and
I saw you complaining about this.
I would take watching Vampire's Kiss over watching that Windows
11. I would take watching Vampire's Kiss over a lot of things right now.
Yeah. I'm not impressed by Windows 11, and there's going to be a lot of computers left in the dust because of it. So,
oh, hey, did you watch Luca on Disney Plus?
I have not watched Luca. My wife has been asking us to watch Luca, it. And I just have not watched it yet.
It's good. So. We actually enjoyed it. We watched it with the kids and my niece while she was here, and my daughter has watched it probably another four times afterwards.
Oh, and picked up that Loki Fortnite skin.
Yeah, so did so. I. And then my goddamn son, we're my in the kid, store.
My son already claimed it like while I was still at work.
Yeah.
And he FaceTimed me to show me that he got it. So I was like, nice.
We're in the store.
I don't have myself. I have, I think, Cable, Psylocke, and the Domino bundle pack. Not much either. And then I got that PlayStation Plus skin that they just released.
We started walking through Walmart looking at toys and stuff, and there was a Loki toy. My son, being a smartass, picks it up, and he's like, hey, look, it's a guy from Fortnite.
Shut up. Everybody's in Fortnite.
I know.
Yep.
I know. That's what I need out of Mortal Kombat. I need Mortal Kombat to just be all guest characters at this point and just give me, like, Fortnite.
We're getting there. Like, half the game is guest characters.
Matt, you know what we need? We need Dom Toretto in Mortal Kombat. We need him to drop an engine on someone's face and just say
it. Yeah, we push that. We want that. We push that.
Just say it's for family. Or did it for family.
I like all the memes that are coming out with Dom Toretto driving a car in space now.
Yeah, I know. It's so stupid.
It's great.
And it was a car in space. It's not like I wanted them to be like on a ship and be like, hey, we got to go to the moon, and him like driving like a fucking Mars rover or some shit. No, we got him flying. I guess even better, because it's not even him. It was. Oh, so here's my thing.
God, Luda damn it. And
more
Tyrese.
more about this goddamn movie. They can go to space. They can fucking fight dinosaurs. They can fight aliens for all I fucking care. They fucking took out a submarine with cars. Like, they do all this wild shit, and there's potential for them to do even more wild shit. And none of that matters. And not, like, I can find a way for all of that to be believable. But the most unbelievable parts of these movies is, someone fucking explain to me how this motherfucker finds a Dodge Charger in every single country that he's in.
Like, I just assume they drop it off on a plane.
But fucking why? Like, even at one point, like, I think they steal cars or something.
He's agent Dom Toretto.
At some point, they like steal cars. And this motherfucker is even in a brand new Charger. Like, it's not even the old one. It's fucking ridiculous. I gotta wrap this up. My kid's calling me.
All right, Jeremy's gotta wrap it up. That's something that he didn't do, and that's why he has kids.
Yay!
Yeah, it's joking.
That was good.
You love your kids.
That was good.
I love my kids. I love my kids too. Hey, check us out. Follow Jeremy JVader82 on Twitter and Instagram. He puts a lot of. You don't put anything on your Instagram anymore. You're doing your action figure photography on GoFo now. So right.
I've been doing it on my personal and some.
Our personal one, yeah. So, yeah, check us out there, too. Check us out on GoFo Podcast on our Twitter and Instagram. Also, follow us here on twitch.tv/GoFoGaming. Follow me, Mateo83, on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at those names. Follow me on Instagram. I'm doing card breaks there.
Hell, yeah.
And until I can get, like, packs, then I'll start doing them on GoFo and then sell them off on there as well, too.
Sweet.
So, I'm looking forward to. I will be hosting a one-shot girl on my Twitch channel later, because she's gonna be opening up packs for me. So if you guys want to be
when is she part of that,
I'm probably she's gonna be pack. Her stream starts at 4 Mountain Time. So
are you gonna share it on GoFo?
I'll share it wherever I can share it.
Yeah, so share them on both, because sure you can. Just go host her on both.
Yeah, and so I'll share her streams. They're really great streams, and they're great for the family too. So there, you can watch those with anybody. So check those out. Shout out to everybody in chat. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to General Diggler for participating in chat. Thanks to all the lurkers that we see here at Academy Impossible. TT viewer, A10, Commander Root. Thanks you guys for checking us out as there too. I'm gonna start doing that. If you're still in chat by the time the show wraps up, you're getting a shout out in chat or on the podcast. So check us out. Thanks for subscribing, follow, rate and review, all that good stuff. And until next time, watch the Tomorrow War. And we'll see you guys next time. Later, geeks.
Later.